track 3. Editions of the Advertiser appeared on December the 25th and the 1st of January, and all credit to the team at the Advertiser for this. Brian has prepared the following summary of the main stories in those two editions. On 25th of December, the headline story was about Austin's, Newton Abbott's family-run department store, who are going to open up in the premises which used to be occupied by M&S. Austin's acquired the property in 2022, but have had to wait for the current lease to expire before moving in. Work on the building is due to start at any time. Not far away, in Market Square, the premises formerly occupied by Wilco have gone on the market. Tim Mathar and L.I. has paid tribute to David Spencer, the former chair of the management group, who has died at the age of 85 after a short illness. Hopes of a new primary school in Bovey Tracy within the next 4 years have taken a step forward. Teignbridge Council has funded a feasibility study into provision of a school for 420 pupils to be sited on council-owned land off Le Mollet Literary Way. The current primary school site might be earmarked for an old people's housing scheme. Also in Bovey Tracy, but on a slightly smaller scale, plans are underway to restore two old telephone boxes for community use. One is outside the distillery and the other in Cromwell's Way. Ideas for the use to which the refurbished boxes might be put, such as for a defibrillator, are being canvassed. The historic Ship Inn in Cockwood, which was badly damaged by Storm Ciaran, is to be put up for sale by the owners, Punch Taverns. Under the community right to bid rules, there is a moratorium in place until the 15th of January. Southwest Water is offering free water-saving devices to help customers save money and, of course, water as part of their Come Rain or Shine campaign. For example, shower timers might encourage you to cut 1 minute off the length of your shower, and this could save £30 per person per year. For more information, you need to contact Southwest Water. The only contact given in the Advertiser is a complicated internet address. However, the telephone contact number for their affordability and vulnerability schemes is 0344 346 1010. Ridley, a retired guide dog from Dawlish, has been honoured with a national award at the Guide Dogs People Awards for 2025. The 11-year-old black Labrador stroke golden retriever cross scooped the Hero Dog Award in recognition of his life of service, not only as a guide dog, but as a continuing ambassador dog, a therapy dog, and a loyal companion. And another animal-related story to finish the Christmas edition. Staff at Four Down Kennels in King's Kerswell have expressed their gratitude after a flood of donations of bedding and towels. The donations came following an outbreak of the potentially fatal parvovirus, as a result of which potentially infected bedding had to be destroyed. There was virtually no sports action on the weekend before Christmas. Indeed, the paper had to fill its back page with a headline which read, "Dartmouth golfers persevere through the winter weather."
On January 1st, the headline was, "It's a three-legged record breaker." This was about the turnout for Sheldon's Boxing Day three-legged run, which attracted 687 entrants. This annual run features revellers in all manner of colourful and outlandish costumes dashing around the local hostelries. There was a double-page spread of pictures from the event, including aliens, Smurfs, a box of Quality Street, the ferry crossboat, the Tim Mathar and L.I. was called unsuccessful. The returning lifeboat had to stop in Tor Bay as conditions were too challenging to return to Tynmouth. Just before Christmas, a couple of new benches at Tynmouth's back beach were formally opened by MP Martin Wrigley. These benches were donated by Anne Townsend, who runs a property in Queen Street, which backs onto the beach. Devon County Council's leader has criticised the proposals which could lead to local elections in Exeter and Plymouth being postponed for a year. A special meeting has been called to discuss the county's response to the government. The Chudley Mummers group returned on Boxing Day to entertain crowds at Chudley Town Hall, the Cridford Inn and the Phoenix. £175 was collected on the day and will be donated to Homeless in Teambridge Support. On a less cheerful note, on-street parking charges in Newton Abbot are set to increase from January 12th. This is the first increase since 2022 and is aimed at encouraging people to use car parks rather than on-street parking.
A new chief executive has been appointed to lead Dartmoor National Park. Tom Surrey, a former civil servant from the Department of Health and Social Care, will take over in March. Last week's news that Austin plans to expand into the former M&S building in Courtney Street has met with widespread support. The various alterations, including the final removal of all the asbestos, will proceed as soon as possible, with the opening of the new space planned for September. The Mayor of Bobby Tracy has planted a cherry tree in Mill Marsh Park as a thank you to everyone who helped the town again win a gold award in last year's Southwest in Bloom competition. A recent survey revealed the presence of some champion trees in the park, and plans are being made to recognise these and improve the existing tree trail. Not a lot of sports news, but it was good news for Bobby Tracy in the South West Peninsula League East, as they enjoyed a great statement win over Stoke Gabriel and Torbay Police, whom they beat 4-1 on Boxing Day. And Buckland Athletic beat Ivybridge Town 2-0 in the Jewson Western League. Finally, good news for two young players from Ashmore, our successful local hockey team. Brothers Ben and Tom Barnett have been selected for their respective England age group squads. Given that Ashmore already have one player who plays for GB and England and another who is in the Wales squad, Ashmore have reason to be proud of themselves.